we're carrying on. So trying to do what he taught us to do, okay, in his absence. Hemlining is come from Isaac Watts. The hymns, actually, Isaac Watts. This book here has no music. No music at all. Okay? And Isaac Watts is the father of all these hymn lines. And like I've told so many people, that I thought that the African-American wrote these songs. But it was Methodists in England that wrote all these songs that we African-American are singing in the church today. There are very few songs that African-American sing that was written by African-Americans. Okay? Like I said, Isaac Watts is the father of hymnlining. Hymns. And he wrote over 600 songs. And reason for that is he got in a little confrontation with his father. His father was a deacon in the church, and his father told him that since you don't like the way we sing, I want you to write a song every Sunday. So for 2 years, he wrote a song every Sunday. Okay? And it came over from the old country, England, into this country. And when it came over to this country, the slave owners would sing. They brought the same tradition from England over here, and the slave owner would sing, and they would have the slave to sit in the gallery, like you all are sitting there. The slave would sit up in the gallery in the church, and they would have their church service. And when they had this church service, then they would go home. But however, their singing sounds so good to the slave owners that they invite them down to come and join them, because they want to learn how they sing. And for instance, we would say, "Father, I stretch my hand to thee." Now you can stretch that father. Father, I stretch. And see, we just ad lib, I would say, ad lib the word, okay? Wherein, say, for instance, a Presbyterian, a church, or what have you, they would, sing it, "Father, I stretch my hand to thee," But we, African Americans, sing that because of oppressed people. The slave were oppressed people. And they would be in the field, gathering cotton or tobacco or whatever, and those songs would make them feel forget about their work, okay? And because I can remember my mother ironing, and back in the days, back in the early 40s, and she would iron a lot of clothes because she was taking in clothes. And she would sing these songs, and look like it just made this. It was a relief to her. And if she would get through those clothes so fast, just by ironing. So we're gonna start off with one of our songs, and we'll tell you. They come in. We try to sing. There's a short meter, long meter, and a common meter, and each one of them have a different sound. Each one of those meters have a different sound, okay? And we're going to start off, Brother Eddie Banks going to start off with one of our, what is it, long meter?
short meter.
Short meter. This is called a short meter, okay?
No. Okay. They were the slaves, they would take those songs that were written, and like I say, Deacon Spaulding was saying, they was oppressed people, and they would take those songs, they would change the lyrics, change the melody around to fit them, you know, so they could get this feeling from their singing. And like I say, it could be short, the meters are short meters, and then some songs are long meters. But this is a short meter hymn, but they put it in their own way, that the songwriter, this is written by John Ellerton, but the slave will take this for his song and they'll rearrange it to fit them. Mm-hmm. And so this was the tradition from there, they brought it up to now. So this is what we demonstrating today. This song said, the day is past and gone, the evening shades appear. Oh, may we all remember well the night of death draws near. We lay our garments by upon our beds to rest. So death will soon disrobe us all of what we here possess. Now, all of these songs is coming strictly from the Bible. Right. Somewhere in the Bible you can find the scripture in the Bible to fit every one of these songs that we're singing, you know, today.
The day is death draws near. Oh, secures from all our fears, Lord, keep us safe this Secure from all our fears.
Angels watch us while we sleep,
mm-hmm.
till morning light appear. May angels guard us
while
we sleep
till
morning
light
appears.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. One other thing I forgot to mention. In line of the hymn, the liner would say the words first. Mm-hmm. Then the congregation will come in and repeat the words that after he, what he's saying. So that's the reason for lining, what they call hymn lining.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now, the songs that a lot of the slave wrote or sang is not in this book. For instance, like when a slave wanted to escape, they would sing a song like Steal Away, okay? And there would be one plantation here, another plantation over there, you know, so on. And they would pass the word on. So somebody's is gonna escape tonight, okay? And they be watching out for them, okay? But we don't. There's not in this book here that you know that they sang during that time, but they formed their own song when they would communicate with each other on another farm
through songs.
Through songs, okay. Okay, our next what is it? Next one would be 293.
Okay.
Now this is a common meter. We just sang a short meter,
okay.
And this is a common meter. Say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? 95, Pete, 95, 293.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Father, I stretch my hand to thee.
No.
For me, whither shall I go?
If thou withdraw thyself from me,
before I drew my breath,
what did thine only Son endure before I drew my
labor forever to secure my soul from endless death.
What pain, what labor to serve.
My weary, longing eyes.
Stretch my hand to thee. Mm-hmm. I'm quite sure you have heard, you probably have sang that, but you might have sang it this way. You probably have sang it a different way. So that's just the African American way of putting it in their own way of singing hymn line. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when we sing, like in the church, our church, Baptist Church, Missionary Baptist Church, we sing these, and at the last stanza, we'll invite the congregation to stand. Okay. Now, when the deacons open up the service in the
meeting, yeah,
and the church, and to kind of get the congregation in the mood. See, some may have financial problems. Some may have been sick. Something that happened during the week, and the deacons will try to build them up before the preacher come and preach the word, okay? And this is what the deacons would always do every Sunday, starting a service off. The deacon would line a hymn, and he would sing it, okay, to get the congregation in the mood, okay? Forget about what happened during the week. Okay, and concentrate on now, and you know how good God has been to them, okay, and God will continue to take care of you. Okay, all right.
Okay, how much more time we got?
I don't know. We can sing one more.
Okay, we would.
What, 666, please.
666.
Yeah, and this next 661. This next song we're going to sing is Time and Eternity. Like when someone just passed, died, okay? And these are songs that we sing at a funeral. Homegoing, we call it. Homegoing service. And it's a common meter.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
That awful day will surely come. The appointed hour make haste when I must stand before my judge and pass the solemn test. Thy lovely chief of all my joys, thy sovereign all my heart. How could I bear to hear thy voice pronounce the sound depart? Jesus, I throw my arms around and hang upon thy breath. Without a gracious smile from thee, my spirit cannot rest.
That awful day.
And pass the solemn test when I must stand before my judge and pass the solemn test. The chief of all my joy, the sovereign of my heart, thou love the chief of all my joys, pronounce the sound apart. How good I bear to hear thy voice pronounce the sound. Around and hang upon thy breath, Jesus. I throw my arms around and hang upon smile from thee, my spirit can now rest without a gracious smile from thee, my
session. Do you all have any questions?
Yeah. To that too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, whatever we how the deacons or whoever lined it.
Whoever lined it,
see, he'll tell you common meter, a short meter, a low meter.
That means certain tune.
That's right. That's right. Right. And the deacon will lead it off to give the congregation the tune. See. That's right.
Do you know any in the long meter?
We're working on the long meter.
Because I understand that's used more for funerals, or no?
Well, you can. Yeah, you can. But it all depends. Like that one we just sang, that awful day. Well, that's a common meter.
It's pertaining to. If it's pertaining to the living, not the dead, you know, it's to get the living person to thinking. To think, because there the body may be stretched out right there, and you sing it. Really, you sing it to the living. That awful day gonna surely come. The point that I make haste, you know, when I must stand before my judge and pass the solemn test. You know, you have to get yourself. You know, you're getting the delivery prepared to meet your maker one day. That's what it's, that's the feeling.
Now let me you know what? I meant to mention this earlier. There's some women in the church can line it better than a man. Okay? Trust me.
That's right.
Can women be deacons or not?
Well, not in our, well, I guess they can, but not in our church.
Not in
Missionary Baptist, no.
Do you know of other churches that also line hymns besides Missionary Baptist?
I'm sure they do.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know, I tell you this hymn lining, and you know, it's about phased out. A lot of churches is trying to. They don't want it in their church. You know, some churches, but they still do it. Mm-hmm. My church, we have a young preacher now. He's in his 30s. He want to go a different way. So I guess we have to respect his wishes, you know.
The devotional part, he always had to start that way.
Yes, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But they have that devotion with the hymn lining in his church. Mm-hmm. And ours, we have what they call praise team. It's a lot of ladies that gets up to praise service. It's a praise service. And so it's good. It's really good. But they put that into place of hymn lining. But I love hymn lining. I wish they didn't do it, but that's his wishes.
Are there younger people coming up that are learning it? Are you teaching?
Well, we want to. Everyone that really is interested in it, we do. We would teach it to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have engagements. We'd be invited out to different outings, mm-hmm. and they help their young people. They want to know what our ancestors have, the way they went about their services. And so we do occasionally go out and minister to young people. We do.
Now, and to add what Eddie mm-hmm. said, we just finished a workshop in Titusville, okay, where the ladies now, not the men, want us to come over and teach the deacons or whoever how to line hymns. Because like Eddie said, that a lot of the church now is, you know, is getting away from. They're doing the contemporary, okay? You know, contemporary gospel. And we forgetting our roots.
Yes.
And we trying to keep our roots going. That's why we here, okay, to keep our roots going, let everybody know where we came from.
And you know what made me feel good when I got here? A friend of Brother Spoiler, he drove all the way from
Georgia. Yeah.
And brought his tape recorder for us to record some songs on his tape recorder, hymn lining, so he can take it back and teach it to his people. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt good, you know, to know that I can help. If I can help that one person, I feel good.
That's right. Yeah, he's a good, very good friend of mine. He just made deacon, mm-hmm. and we've been communicating over the telephone. And I invite him over, mm-hmm. you know, here, mm-hmm. and he said, "Yeah, I'm coming." I didn't think he would come, mm-hmm. and sure enough, he came. He came and stayed Friday and yesterday. Left yesterday. Mm-hmm. And okay. like Deacon Bang said, if we can get one. Just one, you know, yes. That'll make a difference to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.